What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right. Drug Dealer's Dreams. Episode whatever. Man.
Episode, I think, nine, season
episode
two.
This
is what we're doing.
We're gonna do that, man. I'm G.
Benny, the catalog is building.
No, that's a fact, man. Through all the bullshit, I'd like to give a shout out to all our affiliates. Shout out Thugged Out Thursdays, man, for coming out with season two.
Word.
Gunplay on episode one of season two.
Yeah, make sure you go check them out, man.
Like, subscribe our shit. Like, subscribe their shit.
We all leveling up. It's obvious they leveling up.
We see the other team. We see the new set. We see y'all, man. We fuck with y'all. So, glad to give a shout.
And look out for us on the joint soon.
Look out for us on their podcast. Look out for them on ours.
Definitely.
Shout out to Drink Champs. Shout out to Ali.
Yep. Shout out to D.
Shout out to D.
Mark.
Randy, yep. The whole team. Shout out to DJ FEFM.
The biggest shout out to Chop.
Biggest shout out to Chop, man. He been holding this shit down, man.
The biggest shout out to Chop.
Definitely.
Y'all don't understand.
Because you hear every round.
Every round. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Shout out to
who the fuck you talking about?
Randy. Nah, that's what made me laugh. Randy, where the fuck
Randy.
You at?
This is
where the fuck
IG.
You at?
You ass been missing, bro.
Yeah, you MIA, bro. We still fuck with you, but you MIA.
But
bro.
At the end of the day, halfway good news, right? Not halfway, all the way. On one of our last episodes, I talked about my brother Cam. I always bring him up.
Right. And respect to the listeners for supporting that. I seen people that are riding with the momentum, Free Cam movement. I seen even if somebody said, yo, I'm praying for your family, G. That's real.
News is initially they're supposed to charge my brother with another shooting. They haven't. Mm-hmm. They are investigating him for another shooting, right?
Okay.
We got some false information, and that's what it is. They know that he's going to get an appeal. We got the appeal lawyer fully paid for his murder case, so
respect.
They know that he should be touching down. So they're trying to charge him, investigate him for another shooting, a double shooting, but they don't really have none. They haven't charged him because obviously they don't have enough to go on. So that's dope.
That's
definitely some good news.
Get updates like that from any other podcast.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
a drug dealer's dream. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Don Diva because we are Don Diva on steroids in a visual form, right?
And shout out to our past guests that are doing great things like John Bunn.
John Bunn,
of the Unheard.
Brandi Davis.
Brandi Davis is doing all type of shit. She's been on TV.
That's a fact. Shout out to Top.
Definitely. Shout out to Top. They back. They lit. They doing what they do. Barcellini.
That's a fact. We got a lot going on, man, and I think that's dope. We'll be going to New York soon to do
Thugged Out Thursdays.
So y'all gonna see all of that. Shout out to Beans.
Hopefully we get him on the joint.
We get
so
on
he can speak
episode
for
soon. Well. We heard some reviews from Beans that he fuck with our episode. So shout out to Seagull Desert Eagle.
Word.
You know what I mean? But we gonna keep
Broad
that
Street
in the
Bullet.
Stash. You
Word.
Know what I'm saying?
Word. So, one of the most underrated rappers of all time.
I wouldn't even say he's underrated.
I would.
I just would say he didn't reach his full potential. Everybody knows he's that dude. There's no one that says Beanie is trash.
Compared to Beans, you whack. That's what
I'm saying. That's a fact. That's what I'm saying. I can't say that. He's not underrated. He just didn't reach his full potential due to legal situations.
Definitely.
So on. So definitely. Forth. You know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers trying to kill him.
That's a fact.
That always comes into play.
He coughed up a lung where he was from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Word.
I don't know. Let's get into some real shit, because one of the last episodes was our father episode.
Yeah. You know what I've been thinking about,
you
right?
You got mad love in our comments about you and your pops and the relationship, and we even got some DMs and DMs, right? And emails talking about that they were just
you know
they want to reach out to their pops because of the shit that we said.
Nah, that was dope. But you know why? Because we tell the truth.
Really?
You know, it would be easier, you know, now that we're in this podcast game and we have a contractual obligation and it's a real business and it's not just for fun or not, you know, we have, we do our research because we're not dummies, right? Okay. So I listen to other podcasts. I see what other people are doing, people that are way beyond us, right? Okay. And, you know, 10 out of 10 times, they're talking about current events. They're talking about what's trending. They're giving opinions, you know, and we've strayed away from that. Like, I hope and I know that the listeners, they understand that that's the easy way out. And I'm not shitting on the other podcasts.
No, not at all. But you got to have depth.
You know, you got to believe in your lane, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have a lane and we stick to it. And what we do is not the easy way out. And it's a reflection of our life, because our life hasn't been the easy way out. You know, being real can feel like a burden sometimes. It can feel like you're making your own life harder. Because, you know, like the saying, fake it till you make it and all that shit, we've never done that. And that's that makes your life harder. You know, there's sometimes when you have a by yourself meeting, like I advise everybody listening, you should always have by yourself meetings, right? And you should always talk to yourself and get in tune with what you're doing and who you are. And just reconnect with your purpose on earth, man, and your journey. And it's like, in order to progress, you know, it's easier to become faker, but it's harder to become realer. Because when you're real, it comes with responsibilities. Sometimes you might even have to sacrifice. And that's what we do. It would be easy for us to talk about what's trending so we could add it, so we could hashtag it and get our views up.
Which, nothing wrong with current events, bro. We just got more shit to say.
Yeah, we choose not to do that.
I think I made this statement on an early episode, but it might have been in our personal conversation. The movie Copland, right?
Yeah.
Ray Liotta said, man.
Amazing actor.
Shout out to Ray Liotta.
Amazing actor.
You don't get to Broadway by going down Broadway. And Broadway in New York is a major, New York City is a major role, but it's always packed with traffic, right? Mm-hmm. He said, you got to go down the back streets to get down to the end of Broadway. Right. You'll be stuck in traffic. We got to go down these back streets to get to the end. And a lot of people are stuck on Broadway, bro. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta figure out another way. It's easy to go down Broadway. Exactly. You might wait in traffic, but you know it's safe. You're going to get there. Now you got to figure out these other ways to get down the block. And that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's in life. That's a drug dealer's dream. You find 100%. Another way to make it. 100%. You know what I mean? You can't go down Broadway to get to Broadway.
You got to adapt
and,
to every
and
problem.
And words of Casanova, don't let that go over your head.
Word.
You have to make an alternate route, bro. You got to use Waze. You know what I'm saying?
In real life.
Like, you can't be stuck on stupid, bro. Like, everybody's in the matrix, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta find a glitch in the matrix, bro. You know what I mean?
It's about resiliency, man. Like, how hard you gonna fight? You know what I'm saying? Because it is easier. It is easier to cheat. It's easier to steal. It's easier to lie. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So it's like.
And how many liars and cheaters know that's winning? Not too many. It sounds good.
They win for the moment. They win for the moment.
That's a fact. Until, I'm talking about long run.
No. There's no, and that's the point. There's no longevity in the bullshit. There's no longevity in being fake, but you gotta have foresight to even understand that. But the problem is when you alone, when you with yourself, and ain't nobody looking at you, do you have the heart to keep it real with yourself? Because that's the only thing that's going to bring you prosperity for an extended amount of time. You know what I'm saying? I went to your daughter's 10th birthday party.
That's right.
Right, that was the best thing I did all week.
Okay.
Because regardless of what else I did, it put everything in perspective for me. You know, I remember the position you were in when you had her, or even before you had her, you know what I'm saying? And it gave me perspective.
You know what the biggest statement you made at my daughter's birthday party?
Huh.
You told me I went from the halfway house to the big house.
Definitely.
That wasn't a podcast statement, bro.
Nah.
That was real shit. And real I didn't shit. Think about it like that, because this man used to pick me up from the halfway house. I used Definitely. To sneak and say I was catching a bus to
we
get
went
more
to crab,
time.
Crab Legs from the halfway house.
We went to, was it?
6 feet under.
6 feet under. Yeah. We went to Crab when I was in the halfway house.
Yeah.
But that just shows you, you gotta be with a motherfucker when they down. That's what y'all understand.
You're, and I told you was acting like you were skipping school. I had to meet you
around
the corner.
I felt like I was skipping school.
Yeah, because you had to lie around the corner. About leaving it.
I had to meet him on Fulton Industrial in Atlanta slums.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
a fact. Yeah. Because, like, at the end of the day, whether I had what I had or not, man, listen, man, we still going to try to live good in this circumstance. We went and ate crab legs while I was at the halfway house.
Right.
And
we had the same type of conversation we have now.
Same conversation. You know what I'm saying? But I think that's the biggest thing y'all gotta really understand is that you gotta have the same mind state when you down. That's the difference. I think you can't let that shit get you down or keep you down.
Can't, no matter what you're going through.
I wasn't in a good circumstance then. People thought I was up, but I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes when you, and this is a real gem, that's a fact. You can't let people know when you're down.
You can't.
That's the toughest part.
Because they'll quit on you.
I'm talking about, I'm not even saying your close friends, because you might let certain people know, but I'm talking about the mass population. Like, you can't let people know when you're down, because the oldest saying in the book is misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see you down because they down. No, I'm going to give you that hope that I'm up, because I know in my heart I'm gonna be up. I'm an optimist, not a pessimist. Word. A lot of people don't know what that phrase means. Like, a pessimist is just somebody who thinks the glass is empty. Oh, this shit's gonna go wrong. Oh, how you know that shit gonna go right? Oh, so many people done fucked up. No, I'm an optimist. The glass is half full. I'm always gonna win in every circumstance, whether I ain't got shit.
Why though?
Because I ain't got no choice.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
I don't have a choice that I'm gonna be up.
Exactly.
Because I'm down right now, and shit, it's damn near you can't go lower. I don't want to stay.
If there's no alternative, then you what else you gonna do? It's like
that's a fact.
When your back's against the wall, you swing the hardest. That's it. You know, if you got a bunch of options, you'll never even see your true self. Like, when the odds are against you, when the cards are stacked against you, that reveals who the fuck you are.
I say all the time, when you down, it's like a bubble in the soda.
Yeah.
You ain't got no choice but to go up.
You have no choice. And you know, sometimes it's needed. Like, if you listening and you're holding on to your last little piece of bread, or you living check by check and you stressed out and all that, man, spend that shit. Spend it on a dream, bro. Have faith in yourself.
Listen,
like, go all out.
You
know, there's freedom in going broke. Listen, I listened to, you know, before we started the podcast, I was inspired as well as you by certain podcasts, right? Okay. I remember listening to Rest in Peace, Combat Jack, and okay. Dame Dash interview.
Shout out.
Yo, when I get stressed out sometimes, I always find inspiration in Dame Dash interviews because he's a dude that is on a roller coaster.
We gotta talk about Dame.
He's up, down, whatever,
we
right?
We gotta talk about
Listen, Dame. He said something that was so real, and I listened to him at a low point in my life where he was like, yo, the first time I felt free was when I went broke.
Mm.
I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I was in a similar situation, but he was like, yo, when you go broke, you don't have nobody asking you for nothing.
Yeah.
And you got the freedom of doing whatever the fuck you wanna do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was like, it just resonated with me because I was in a similar situation, and the things he was saying about betting on yourself, and then fast forward to like a week ago, I'm just looking for content, And he was talking about investing in women and whatever, whatever. And I don't mean to misquote him, but he said some real shit, right? He said he met the chick he's with now, right? And he asked her whatever to take it to another level. They was doing whatever, and he came across a check, and he was like, yo, I could sustain us now. I can get us the crib. I could set us up, right? And she was like, no, I'm not gonna be with you unless you just fucking risk it all on yourself. Because that's who you are. That's and I was dope. Like, damn, that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to him.
You know, the crazy part about it is through all this time, I'm just keeping a buck, probably me included.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers thought Dame was crazy. Like, to the fact, not crazy like a lunatic, but just Dame talking crazy.
Right.
Oh, he losing money, Jay-Z worth $500
million. Right. Look at the difference.
Now Dame is making all the fucking sense. Now everybody's talking independence. Everybody is talking about, I was just watching some shit on Dame when he was like, everybody talk about independence.
Right. He been talking that talk.
But you're not independent until you put your own money up, right?
Right.
That's what they said.
Right.
Everybody was talking about independence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody talking about, oh, I'm independent, I'm not signing nobody. You find out everybody got these secret record deals, secret right. partnerships, right?
Right.
Damon said, when I got off Def Jam and all of that, like, independent is when you put all your money up, right?
Right.
Back in the days, people used to talk about, Russell Simmons used to say OPM, other people's money, only use up other people's money. Mm-hmm. But he was like, when I use other people's money, I gotta sit in these meetings and go to these dinners and laugh at jokes that ain't funny.
Mm. That's
when
real.
I put up my own money, I ain't gotta laugh at shit. I ain't gotta laugh at nothing.
Right.
I don't have to go by your rules. I don't have to listen to what you say because I'm all in.
Right.
And
right.
sometimes that's the biggest freedom, bro, is going all in. We yeah. are independent.
Right.
We
put 100%. Our own money up. 100%.
Whatever partnership we 100%. Have, it's a partnership.
Yeah, please, listeners, understand that. We're not shitting on Drink Champs. We're not shitting on, we love our partnership, but we put everything up.
We put everything up.
Yes.
And the illest part about that, when he said that, he said, when I get money from them, that is called codependence. That's not independence.
Mm.
It's a big difference.
Definitely.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, and I'm not saying y'all shouldn't take whatever. Do what you gotta do to feed your family. But it's a difference when you're putting up your own and you calling your own shots.
100%.
When you can say no to something because this is my bread. I do what I want.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could say this partnership we got is no longer because we hold a 50-50 venture and I can say what I want. And that is the best part. You know what I'm saying? And I say that to people who are reaching out for your own dreams, and sometimes you're looking for people to help you. If your business costs $10,000 to start and you got five, right. put up your five and try your hand. Because right. the other people five might think they run your show and they don't.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I want to say. You know what I mean? And I think that is the illest part about Dame that I like to say, because sometimes you think people are crazy because you don't understand what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? And I respect Dame for that.
Yeah, I do. I mean? I do.
And
I do.
A lot of times you thought he was crazy. Oh, Dame, tax evasion, or Dame. Yo, listen, man. If I got $5 million in the street, I'm not paying y'all right now.
No.
I don't care what y'all put in the newspaper.
No.
I'm not paying y'all right now because this money gotta come back.
You know, he said some shit.
He ain't go to jail.
Nah, he said some shit that always inspires me, right? He always says, I put it in the street every time. He said, if I got 10 million, I'm spending it. I'm spending it on me.
It's a flip. Yeah, what I'm saving it for.
For what?
That's a fact.
For what?
But when you see his kids with a cookie store or a restaurant or such and such, because they ain't put in that work. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely respect that, bro. Like he living like a street dude, and you know what?
To be honest with you,
he seems happier than dudes with $100 million.
Definitely,
because he don't have to make nobody money back. He has to make his money back.
Now, if you go on his IG, he in the crib smoking weed, watching his wife work, watching his kids work, watching himself work, and they just getting to work. You know, they're in house, and every single day, like for any of y'all doing a startup or whatever, you know, when me and G talk, we always talk about ways to keep things in house, ways to be self-reliant. You know, if we come across a problem, we don't quit on the goal. We figure out a way to do it ourselves. And you know, that's at the end of the day, that's what's going to separate you from success and failure is what the fuck can you do on your own? You know, what can you do on your own? What can you rely on yourself as? Because it's about adaptation. It's about resilience. It's not about dependency on anything.
Like, yeah. I mean, people think I'm crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I don't believe this right. I do believe it right now, but I hustle, obviously. We all do. Went to prison. When I came home and worked for $10 an hour, mm-hmm. I valued that money more.
Right.
Because I knew it wasn't fast enough, like in the street. So when I got that
right.
$400 a week, I tried to piece it here. Let me pay this bill. Let me do that. Don't get it twisted. Like I didn't want to work for myself and
right.
When the money's coming fast, you don't appreciate it.
Nah.
I appreciate it. So when I did start back getting money, I appreciated it more because I got broke. I humbled myself and I understood what I needed to do from that point on. You know what I'm saying?
That's you paying attention to your process, though.
You know what? A couple years ago, I didn't even tell you this. A couple years ago, a lot of people come to me with mad ideas. People come to me with a store. People come with me with investing this, whatever, because they think I'm getting
I remember money, some of that. Restaurants, all
yeah,
type of
all
shit.
Of that. Yeah, so yeah, I do come to me with some trucks. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tells you, oh, buy trucks. And it's easier said than done, because I'll buy a truck. What do I do after that, right? Because
right.
I don't know.
Right.
So recently, as of today, I signed a contract tonight or in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the trucking business.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. But it took me to get to that point, bro, where now I'm in the right situation where I got somebody walking me through the process for the first 4 months of my trucking business,
right.
where I don't make the same mistakes that other people make.
Of course.
The process.
Of course.
But it when you work for yourself and you get to that point where you could do that, and I say this to everybody, like some people always give people advice on what they should do when they're not doing it.
Exactly.
And that's whack. Like, you can't tell me how to do this podcast if you never did one. You can't tell me how to open a restaurant if you don't got one. You just say you're a man. I don't care about your man, bro. I right. want to know what you're doing.
Right.
Don't give advice if you ain't been through it, bro. It's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can't tell nobody, yo, use this camera because Chop said it's the... No, you got to talk to Chop. I know right. nothing about filming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you really have to understand. You have to go through something to give advice. Don't give advice if you ain't get through it about what somebody else should have did.
Right.
Because right. I ain't do it. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you, oh, where you getting weed? Oh, my man be out west.
Who
I
gives
ain't been
a
out
fuck?
West. I ain't about to weed.
You know what's so dope about that? I was just telling someone, it's so many people online selling information. I could show you how to be a business entrepreneur.
Right. Right. Right.
How much you done made? Like, I'm not about that's to pay you for no information if you only making like $10,000 more a year than me. Like,
that's
bro, like, come exactly. on, y'all tripping. What have you done?
But you know, at the end of the day, like, relationships matter. Right, relationships matter. So when I come to you and I say, yo, I got access to a studio, let's do a podcast.
Right.
Off the strength of me, you just say yes.
That's right.
You don't need to investigate.
Blanc is the reason we did a podcast.
You know
what I'm
saying?
But you know what? Some people honestly don't give credit.
Right.
They just say, I did that. I would have never did a podcast if Blanc didn't holler at me about doing a podcast.
But there's also been times that it wouldn't have kept going if it wasn't for you.
Regardless, that's teamwork.
But that's called
that's teamwork.
Exactly.
The same way you did that to me is the same way I did it. But what I'm saying is we wouldn't have started. Blanc tried to start a clothing line before I was in the picture. But the reason why it worked, because he came to me with the idea and he already had it.
Right.
It's right. easy to say, oh, let's just do this.
Right. Everybody got
Blanc ideas. Blanc had the wave.
Yeah, everybody got an idea.
And I said, oh, all right, let's roll.
You gotta
he started with a whole nother clothing line that had nothing to do with the clothing line we're doing today, but it was an idea. You have to start with an idea.
All right, so we're talking about the value of relationships, right? The value of discernment, the value of understanding before you invest in yourself or invest in other people, right?
Okay.
So it's like in this day and age, right, when you got social media and all that shit, which we're very new to, right?
Uh-huh.
We're very new. We're super late in the social media game. We only got into it due to business, uh-huh. right? You gotta have a discernment in order to understand the relationships that you engage in, because some relationships can be fucking detrimental to your life. Okay. Because people nowadays, when they don't understand personal interaction, like, we got history, right? We have three decades plus of history, right? So it's like some people...
Almost four.
Some people, yeah, for real. Some people will meet people on the internet or something,
okay,
or through a DM, mm-hmm, and believe they have a relationship.
Okay.
It doesn't work like that. You know, you got to take it to a next level. Like, with our business, for an example.
As Drizzy said, you only knew him for a month, though, and you call him niggas big, bro. Let's go.
You know what bothers me? You know, there's like, I always talk about the memes and shit, right?
Okay.
Because any fake person could find a meme to support their fake shit.
Okay.
Right? And one of these memes that floats around, it's like, yo, there's a person, that'll treat me better that I know for 2 months or whatever than 20 years, whatever. That is true. It's because you've only known him for 2 months. It takes years to go through real ups and downs with an individual.
I'm gonna dispute that, but keep going. All
right, cool. Yeah.
Because your point is correct, but right. I'm gonna devil's advocate.
In certain circumstances, okay, I feel you. But what the point I'm getting to is like, yo, there's value in longevity, right?
That's the fact.
Right. There's value in that. Our situation is unique because we've never really had a beef or a rift or whatever, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But you gotta have
the. And the illest part about that, I'm gonna let you finish, is that the fact we can disagree with each other and it's not a problem.
You know why?
Okay.
It's out of respect.
Okay.
Because if you disagree with me, I look at it as an opportunity to understand you so I can learn.
Because I'm not, you know me enough to know I'm not telling you anything wrong
and
out of disrespect.
You're not a dumb motherfucker. So I don't look at it as like, yo, let me prove this person wrong. I'm not in it for that. I'm in it for understanding.
Okay.
You know, any healthy relationship is based on understanding.
Okay.
That's life, bro. I don't give a fuck if you got a girl, a wife, a homeboy, whatever. When y'all come to a disagreement, if you're not entering that discussion with the goal of understanding, you're gonna end up in an argument and it's gonna sever ties. So the point, I say all that shit to say this, right? You have to have discernment in the way you engage in your relationships, because your relationships are gonna separate your success or your failure 100%. It's not even, because the right relationship can teach you what you don't know.
That's a fact.
So it doesn't matter what you come in with, it matters what you leave with. So if you have the right state of mind to come in, you're gonna leave with the right shit for success. And for everybody out there that's looking to go into business or whatever, don't look for your richest friend, look for your realest friend.
I'm gonna agree with that 100%. I'm gonna tell all the people to use common sense, to be a good judge of character. Going back to the street, any wrong deal I've made in the street, you gotta go with your gut feeling. Like when you feel like, I don't know about this, don't go. The money ain't worth it. The times that I've did that, I found myself in some bad situations where I knew I shouldn't have did it. I knew this motherfucker wasn't right. I knew that I might go to jail. I knew that somebody could be on the other end with a gun. You know what I'm saying? It's I haven't been in that specific, but I just a lot of them situations I have been in.
Nah, right? your last I don't know if you wanna talk about it, we can edit this shit out.
Talk it.
But the last time you got knocked,
that's a fact. I knew I shouldn't have did it. The last time I got knocked, I knew I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah.
And that's my fault. And that honestly, that's my fault.
And it was so light.
It was so light.
Yeah.
But it's my fault because I knew I shouldn't have did it. But I knew I'm dealing with the wrong caliber of
individual. Definitely.
And back to the point where you were talking about longevity in a relationship is key. But let me tell you the difference, the flip side of that coin. Just because you know somebody for 20 years don't mean you need to be rocking with
100%.
Them. Sometimes you just known somebody for 20 years.
And it don't mean shit.
And it don't mean nothing.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like, I just known you for that long. We just went to middle school.
Yeah. I was a victim of circumstance with you. You was only my friend because you sat next to me in class.
There's no benefit in this relationship except me.
Word.
Because when you was doing good and I was doing bad, you didn't help me.
Word.
But now that you don't have nothing, you expect me to help you because I know you for that long.
Word.
I just known you for that long. You mean nothing to me.
Nothing.
My kid who's 10 means more to them 20 years than you.
Word.
This girl I've been with for 2 years means more than you mean to me.
Right, right.
Because when I didn't have nothing, she was with me.
Right.
That's the difference. Like a lot of people really don't understand that. Like some people hold key to loyalty. I know him for 20 years. I know him for 10 years. I ain't gonna do it like
that. We go back.
Nah, I just know him for 10 years. Right. Sometimes you just know somebody for that long. Another classmate in your school you know for that long.
Right. How many people we know that done snitch on somebody that they grew up with?
Who I known for that long. And how many dudes you know somebody for 20 years or 30 years, and he done told, he be like, nah, I done know him from elementary. I still rock with him.
Exactly.
That doesn't give you no credibility, bro.
No.
There's no benefit in that.
No.
He'll tell on you.
You know,
just go to work now.
I think the realest shit about this episode, right, is what do you tell yourself when ain't nobody around? That's the realest shit. You know, when I used to rap, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I ain't have nothing to talk about, if I ain't know what to rap about, I would put my chair in front of the mirror.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because
I'm with you.
It's all about self-reflection. You know, that's why I can't understand these diss records and shit. Uh-huh. I would never ever make a fucking diss record.
Sometimes you gotta make a diss record.
I'm gonna tell you why though. I'm gonna tell you why, because Chop, I know you're a writer, right? And if rappers are one thing, I was never a rapper. I was always a writer who just happened to be able to rap. Yo.
Come on with this philosophy.
Listen, man.
You're a rapper, bro.
Nah, I was a writer. And let me tell you why.
I got your tape.
I know, but listen.
You're a rapper.
Listen.
Got your DVD.
I'm not gonna sit down and dedicate a page in my book to another man. I'm just not doing
that. You're not a rapper.
I'm just not doing that. Right, okay. That's what I'm saying. That aspect.
You're not a battle rapper.
No. Okay. I'm just not doing it, okay. Right? But it comes to self-awareness, it comes to self-mastery. It's like when you understand exactly what you're doing, whatever you're doing for, and then your path becomes clear, man. If you don't understand yourself, you're always gonna be looking for help. You're always gonna be looking for handouts. You're always gonna be looking for advice. You're gonna be looking for all that shit. You're never gonna be confident in yourself. You gotta understand what the fuck you're doing, whatever you're doing for. You have to. And that's why we don't talk about current events. That's why we don't gossip. That's why we don't focus. I got a master's in marketing. We not doing SEO driven marketing campaigns.
Tell them about that shit. I don't even know what that means.
That what it means is we not mentioning Tekashi just so we can hashtag him.
Okay.
So our views shoot up.
Okay.
Which is what every other podcast
hashtag
does.
Tekashi.
John knows about that shit.
Hashtag Tekashi.
Yeah.
A8.
Yeah.
Nine for that. Yeah. We trying to go nine for that.
You gotta relax, B. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Because substance is real. We believe in substance. You know, we get comments all the time to let us know that we're on the right track. You know what I'm saying? We might get limited views. We might get limited comments.
I say it all the time.
But
man,
they're real ones.
We got Illmatic.
Exactly.
Everybody ain't heard Illmatic when they came out. Boom. When it was dropped,
exactly.
You went back and listened to Illmatic.
Exactly.
And you understood.
And that's what
we really have Illmatic. You know what I'm saying?
We don't feel like doing this shit every time.
Nah, you know the illest part? Even tonight, like because our views went down, but we stuck to our guns because we know what we got. So every time you don't feel like coming to work, because it ain't supposed to feel like work. There's no time it felt like work. Today,
right.
We were like, damn, do we need to guess? Should we go tonight?
Yeah.
But our 600 viewers most likely listen to our episode and watch. Our 600 subscribers, excuse me.
Right.
Listen to our episode. But we know we got people who listen. And that is the thing, too. If y'all listen to our podcast, subscribe. Like our things, because we know y'all listening. And if y'all want us to stick around, do that.
I'm going to tell y'all something about the podcast.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I listen to Juvenile and Tupac, right? Mm-hmm. So when I have issues in school,
400 Degrees is a classic.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
You have to tell me that. I kind of want to talk about 400 Degrees.
We can.
Like when I have issues in Chicago, I have issues, I listen to Pac, I listen to Juvenile. Uh-huh. That's how I handle my issue. So fast forward to today, talking about the podcast, why y'all say y'all don't feel like doing it. Like y'all said before, y'all do have a responsibility. Y'all are fathers to the fatherless. Y'all are OGs to the OG.
That's a fact. Dropping gems. Y'all do
that. Deeping around.
Well, appreciate that, Chop. Appreciate that.
I want to go to 400 Degrees. We're not going to keep this episode long, right?
No, I like that. I want to go to something
God bless
lighter.
The dead.
We've
been super happy. J-Rock, right?
We've been super
happy. I'm going to give him credit. God bless the dead.
Tell the story, right?
Okay. Now, it's not like I never listened to Southern rap. I've listened to Southern rap. But the first tape that I just was like, it was it. J-Rock comes on the block. Mm-hmm. You know, High was out, Jay-Z did a remix and all of that. Mm-hmm. J-Rock comes to the block with 400 Degrees. Nobody kill me, but he got buried in his casket. I want to say it was a tape. I thought it was 400 Degrees. It was definitely a tape in his casket. He had a Coogi and a jean suit on. Let's be clear. I was there. But it was a tape there. But yeah. Either which way.
Yeah.
400 Degrees. The actual song, the title track, 400 Degrees. Mm-hmm. I eat, sleep, shit, and talk rap. You see how the 98 Mercedes on TV, I bought that. Yeah. Had the felony charge, I bought that. He was like, yo, he talking his New York shit. He just talking like this. Sitting no return, but still I fought back. Mm. This disrespecting me when being on back. Yeah. Come on, I was like, on the block. Yeah, it's the same shit.
So
what happens is, he talking about
that shit's crazy.
Like in the whole song, he talking the same shit we talking about. Right. And that what I say is shit is all relatable, bro.
All relatable.
You gotta get past somebody's slang or somebody's accent to real is real, bro.
Because that's just your judgmental bullshit.
Like feeling is feeling. It's just the same way I talk about Jeezy. It's like, you don't have to be the nicest rapper. I want to feel you, bro, before I listen to some bullshit from up top that I don't feel. You know what I'm saying? It's I go off emotion. I go on, God damn, that shit touched my soul, bro.
Man, you know I got such
like Juvie said some shit.
Talk
like
that talk, please.
Juvie said some
please.
Shit on that same tape. He said, he was like, if I'm in a hotel and a bitch don't fuck, I'm gonna beat my meat till I get my fucking neck.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's saying, as a regular nigga, he ain't talking about no nigga who got a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
Stop playing with me. You know what I'm saying? Don't play me like. We not
TV off and go to sleep on that whole
day. Yeah.
First of all, I'm not raping no bitch. These niggas talking about date raping.
Of course not. Of course
nah,
not.
This is what I'm gonna do, shorty, and I ain't never gonna speak to you again. You know what I'm saying? And all I'm saying is that to say is you gotta be you.
You do.
You don't have to follow the crowd, yo.
Nah, but on top of that, what's even deeper is what you just said. You said some real shit. Think about this, right? You said follow emotion, right?
Right.
Think about this, right? There's a thing called emotional intelligence, right? Growing up, how many times you heard an older person tell you don't deal with emotions as a man? About 100,000 times.
They're wrong.
Right.
Because they went home and beat their girl off of emotion.
Exactly.
That's
the hardest dudes was mad all the time. Anger is an emotion.
Yeah, it's a fact.
The lack of ability to deal with that emotion leads you to bad decisions. Right. So you do have to deal with emotions. That's part of being a grown up. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, right, if you driving, right, just for the people that don't understand, like I give them an introduction to the lesson. If you're driving down the highway and you see a car on fire and you see some kids in the car, right, your logic tells you don't run to the car.
Okay.
Don't save those kids because fire burns, right? You can get hurt.
Okay.
But in times of crisis, right, you're going to follow your emotion. That's the realest shit we got. That's the miracle. That's whatever, right? You're going to go save kids you don't even know. You're going to risk your life for kids you don't even know if you're a decent fucking human being, right? So the point is not to deal with emotions. The point is to deal with emotions, right? And deal with them the right way. And deal with them in a fucking grown man way to where you can live with yourself at night. Now, let me explain, right?
I'm with you.
So understanding that, you got to have the courage to follow that gut feeling you're talking about. Because logic could get in the way. You think you know some shit, but you don't really know. You don't really know. You know what I'm saying? We learn new shit every day, and everything we think we know gets contradicted and gets proven wrong on a daily basis, right?
You know what I want to say is like, Jay-Z says some real shit. I never heard it tell him, not saying that a philosopher didn't say it, right? I was watching an interview when he said, you change as a person every 5 years. Like when I was 21, I didn't think like I'm thinking now, right? Every 5 years, I'm not saying he's right, but as I thought about it, it pertained to me. As I moved on in life, like I thought different. I'm not on the same time y'all on. I don't see a motherfucker I was beefing with when I was 19 that I want to kill now.
Could care less.
Because it didn't mean, I realized that didn't really mean shit. We were beefing over nothing, right? So you change that person every 5 years, right? And I forgot which rapper said it. You got to get past your past. And it seems like it was a D-Block motherfucker.
Sounds like but
or SP line. But you have to get past your past, bro. Y'all don't have to be stuck on the same shit you were stuck on 2 years ago. That might be in the middle of your 5 years. You don't know.
Right.
Get off of that shit, bro. Like it doesn't matter if it was 6 months ago. Like, whatever feels right to you, do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like.
You know, the illest lines that we ever heard, right? Yeah. Like when Jada said, can't get no broker, can't smoke no more. That's why this game ain't no motherfucking joke no more.
Okay.
I always refer to that line. Because you know why that line resonates with me? It's because it's about yourself meeting. That's him talking to himself. When Styles P says, argue with my wife, so I broke my phone. I'm trying to chill, trying to smoke alone. Like, in order to win in life, bro, in order to win for all our listeners, like, we have real listeners. We have listeners that listen to whole episodes that give us real insight, that write us fucking paragraphs. Like, and the answer to it all, bro, is to get to know yourself. That's the answer to it all. Don't rely on nobody else. Don't look for somebody else for advice. Don't measure your success off somebody else. Don't measure your happiness off your bitch. Don't do none of that shit. Just find yourself, bro. Find your purpose, because progression will solve every single doubt that you have in your life. If you find something that you can progress with on a day-to-day basis, you're gonna relieve all that stress, man. You know, what I do to keep a peace of mind is this podcast. Yeah. Real shit.
It's real shit.
Like, what do you do for a peace of mind?
Sometimes I ride. Sometimes I ride. This podcast definitely gives me peace of mind. But sometimes I ride. Like sometimes it's feeling good about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes a motherfucker might say, why are you dressed up? I ain't dressed up. I just want to feel good.
Word.
You know what I mean? It ain't. You got to do whatever.
You got to remind yourself who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You got to put on your best shit, even if you ain't got nowhere to go.
I'm that nigga.
Word. Exactly.
I'm an optimist.
Exactly.
I'm him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with going to the club. That has nothing to do with nothing. Like, let me feel like I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't all good all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Never.
And I think that's just, sometimes it don't feel good to feel down. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Like you have to feel good about yourself, bro.
You do.
You feel down, that'll leave you in a sunken place. Like, I'm him. It ain't even about looking in the mirror, it's just talking to yourself. Like, nah.
You know, I ain't never thought about that. All them chains and jewels, that's like somebody's therapy right there.
100%.
Listen, a motherfucker tell you all the time, be like, oh, why you do this or why you do that? Let me just be somebody. You're like when I hear the apple of my eye, that Rick Ross, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Raphael Sadiq, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Like it ain't about nobody else. It ain't about impressing nobody else. I want to impress me sometime.
Hell yeah, you just want to feel.
Impress me.
Because if you step out,
let me know the times where I couldn't do it. Like where even somebody might see me and don't think I'm nobody. Might think I'm the scum of the earth. Like, nah, I'm lit. Bruh. You know what I'm saying? Bruh. I got this drug dealer dream shirt on. Like that's a fact.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the big difference. Like, some people think you always trying to impress somebody else. Sometimes you're impressing you.
100%. And that's a daily battle.
Yeah.
That's the realest
myself,
battle.
Bro. Like I really want to impress myself.
Yo, if you're not your biggest critic, you're a liar.
You know what, on top of that?
You hear what I'm saying? If you're not your biggest critic, you're a liar.
I'm listening to
your
bro,
soul, bro.
Because
you're a liar.
What the problem is, sometimes people be looking for gratification in other people. I want to be a fan of myself.
Exactly.
I want to be a fan of myself first, to where I don't really need your gratitude. I don't really need
fuck all that shit.
You know what I mean? You telling me, you rooting me on. Nah, I know I'm that guy. Whether I got a quarter in my pocket or a quarter million,
exactly.
I really am that guy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I am, and eventually, just like this podcast, like we out of here.
Yeah, you I don't care if we got 100 or 100 million views. I know we got the realest podcast. I know we do.
Deeper than
rap,
bro.
There's no disrespect to any other podcast, but we don't do what y'all do.
Bro,
we do what we do.
Like, I ain't even being cocky. We better than you.
100%.
That's a fact.
100%.
Because
only time will tell. But
because I say it all the time. We putting lightning in a bottle. And how many times we gotta put this lightning in the bottle for you to understand? Like, it ain't. You know how many people get a hit of record? It ain't many. We done did 20 hit records. You know what I'm saying?
You
ain't heard them yet.
You just don't know.
You ain't heard them yet.
Yeah, exactly.
They ain't been in your club.
Exactly.
And I'm cool with the people that we got.
Word.
Because one thing we don't need is your money.
Hell no. And we don't need your fake love either.
Real shit. I had my kid called me one day. I was out there doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't answer the call. I remember an episode of the podcast. Mm-hmm. You was talking about that shit with your pops. Mm-hmm. Well, let me call him back right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
From the episode.
From the episode. And I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm producing this shit. So
that's
I know other motherfuckers
that's
looking
right, at
me.
Right, like, right.
You know what I mean?
Yo, sometimes I remember some shit I said, and it helps me hold myself accountable to my own life.
Yeah.
I might catch myself slipping, and I say, you know what? You told the world that. You're responsible for that.
Ditto.
Keep it G.
And the ghost, not ghost face, but the movie ghost, ditto.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You gotta really go watch that. That's a good movie.
You can't it's be.
Movie. That's a great movie. It's a classic.
Yeah, listen.
Johnny Manziel, I'm sorry. Bro.
This is a drug dealer's dreams, man.
Drug dealer's dream, man. We signing off. I think we could sign off.
The moral of the story is
listen.
Have a by yourself meeting tomorrow, man. Check yourself, evaluate yourself, do what you gotta do to progress. Do what you gotta do to be a better you.
Listen,
that's all it is to it.
Listen, don't think these chips are stacked up against you, man.
Word.
You stacked up against the chips. It's a different. They gonna lose.
And even if you ain't got no chips, that symbolizes potential. Go get your ass some chips, man.
And then after y'all had that meme, y'all go to the YouTube and hit the subscribe button.
We need that.
Y'all go to iTunes. Y'all leave them comments, man. Go to joydoorsdream.com.
Word.
We need y'all buying this apparel.
Definitely.
Telling your friends, man, bring us one person. Y'all find value in this, man. We doing
new line on the way, man.
Definitely.
If y'all hit us talking about y'all watch the podcast and you want to buy a shirt, you might get three. You never know.
Word. And we got new shit on the way.
That's
Word.
Right. New shit on the way. Legendary shit on the way.
If you're tuning in for gossip,
tune out.